The trials and tribulations. Hey y'all, what's up? This is Goddess Red of looking for an apartment. Let me tell you, it's hard. Rent has totally changed. The economy has changed. For six people that live in a place, now rent is very high. Rent is about $1,950. And I tried to tell my husband that. He's like, try to find something for like 14 and 15. And the 14 and 15 is for a two bedroom. And a lot of people say, well, you don't need to be in a two bedroom. And I'm like, excuse me, where I live right now in an apartment building is a fucking two bedroom. The kids have a room. Mm-hmm. I don't have a room. Mm-mm. What they did basically is made this fucking room, which is the dining room and living room, a bedroom. That's all they did. That's all they did. This is not a three bedroom. Lady said, no, I'm sorry. It's a fucking two bedroom. So they was like, so I called a couple places. Let me tell you, these people, some people are funny and some people are real ignorant. One lady was like, no, six people. Oh, that's too much. I'm like, okay. I'm like, honey, but where I live right now? My sons always have one room and the daughters have the other room. And me and my husband, we have the other room, you know? No, that's too many people. Another one said, oh, well, I got a three bedroom, but you got to run a credit check. And I got to run it on your kids. I was like, what? I was like, my son, like, they're 18, 19, 13, and 15. You want to run a credit check on them and a background check? Bitch, bye. My son works. About to go in the army. No, the fuck you won't. Fuck up his thing. Mm-mm. Nope. Like, mm-mm. Some people are ignorant. So, I reached out to this guy, but he's going away for Memorial Day. He was like, you can come see the place today from 4:30 to 6. I was like, I have no way of getting all the way over there. But, so, the struggles of looking for a place is extremely crazy. And, very high. And the place where I found one I wanted, if you don't have money, oh my God, people had money to just snatch it up. I have found the beautiful, most place. I was like, that's nice. Like, I can stay there for a little while, build up my money, and then get to rent to own, you know? I was like, that was nice. Very nice. It was a house. I come back. Oh, yes, Miss Johnson. Somebody bought the house. I'm like, what the fuck? The struggles of looking for a place. That's going to be my story. Yeah. Some people are very ignorant. I'm sorry. You're not going to run a background check on my 13 or 15-year-old or my 18-year-old, my 19-year-old. They don't do shit. And she was like, well, they had run a background check on kids young, and they've been, well, not my kids, and how fucking dare you? No. I politely hung up on the lady and said, no, I'm sorry. No, I refuse that. No, there's nothing wrong with my kids. Why the fuck you want to run a background check on them? No, we're trying to move to a nice place. Not for you to run a background check on my kids. Are you serious? By law, they have to, because the landlord wants this done. 13, 15. It's like, what? Oh, no. Mm-mm. It's just some things you will not do to my children. Mm-mm. I don't give a fuck if they're 18, 19, 20. No. You going to show me some fucking proof. I'm not giving you none of their social security numbers. Not till I sign the papers. I was like, no, ma'am. But anyway, y'all, I just had to tell y'all that shit. Mm-hmm. But the struggles of looking for an apartment. Mm-mm-mm. And the economy is crazy now. Mm-mm-mm. With that being said, y'all have a beautiful day.